What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to mental toughness. And let's be real, haven't we all felt that sinking feeling lately? Like a giant wave of overwhelm just crashed over us, leaving us sputtering and gasping for air? It happens to the best of us, folks. The world is spinning faster than ever, demands are piling up, and sometimes it feels like we're playing whack-a-mole with our own sanity. But guess what? You don't have to surrender to the chaos. There are strategies, coping mechanisms, even some secret weapons you can wield against overwhelm and burnout. Think of this podcast as your mental gym, a daily workout for your brain, designed to build resilience and conquer those feelings of being completely swamped. Today we're diving headfirst into those coping mechanisms because, let's face it, knowing what works is half the battle. So strap in, grab your water bottle, and get ready to level up your mental game. First off, understand this. Overwhelm isn't a sign of weakness. It's a signal that something needs to change. You're not alone in feeling this way. Ever felt like you were juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. But the key is recognizing those warning signs and taking action before you burn out completely. Number one, prioritize and delegate. You can't do everything yourself, folks. Learn to say no, even if it feels awkward at first. Delegate tasks whenever possible, and focus on what truly matters. Think of your to-do list like a filter, which things are absolutely essential, which ones can wait, and which ones can be tossed out entirely. It's about being strategic, not superhuman. Number two, break it down. Those giant, looming tasks that seem insurmountable, they become manageable when you break them into smaller, bite-sized chunks. Ever tried tackling a mountain by staring at its peak from the bottom? Yeah, not exactly motivating, but if you focus on climbing one step at a time, suddenly that mountain feels a lot less intimidating. Number three, schedule downtime. Seriously, it's not selfish, it's essential. Block out time in your day for relaxation, hobbies, or just plain old nothingness. You need those breaks to recharge and prevent burnout. Think of it like charging your phone. You wouldn't leave it plugged in constantly, would you? Number four, mindfulness matters. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, be present in the moment, and quiet your racing thoughts. Meditation apps, nature walks, even just sipping your coffee mindfully can make a huge difference. It's about training your brain to find calm amidst the chaos. And finally, number five, don't hesitate to seek support. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist if you're feeling overwhelmed. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Think about that time when your email inbox was overflowing, deadlines were looming, and every task seemed to demand immediate attention. You probably felt like a hamster on a wheel, just running faster and faster with no end in sight. Maybe you started skipping meals, neglecting sleep, or snapping at everyone around you. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But remember that example of breaking things down? Instead of staring at the mountain of emails, maybe you tackled them one category at a time. Urgent replies first, then scheduling follow-ups, and finally, unsubscribing from unnecessary newsletters. It wasn't about conquering everything in one go, it was about creating manageable steps and celebrating each small victory. You can apply that same strategy to any situation that feels overwhelming. Break it down, prioritize, and take things one step at a time. So, remember these key takeaways. Overwhelm is a signal, not a sentence. Prioritize, delegate, and break tasks into smaller chunks. Schedule downtime for recharge and practice mindfulness to calm the chaos. And most importantly, don't hesitate to reach out for support. You're stronger than you think, and with the right tools, you can conquer even the biggest challenges. Ready to put these strategies to work? Start by identifying one area in your life that feels particularly overwhelming right now. Then, choose just one of the coping mechanisms we discussed today, and commit to implementing it for the next 24 hours. See how it feels. Leave a comment below and share your experience. Let's build each other up and crush this overwhelm together. Until next time, keep pushing forward and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.